Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya, Naram Chaiva Narottamam, Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, Dato Jayamudiraye, Nashtaprayeshu Apatreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavatyutamashloke, Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. And now please together, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. Hare Krishna. Your summer retreat had a very nice motto that were the lessons from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, it is known that the Lord only penned down, wrote down with his own hand, 8 verses, the Shikshastakam, very famous, and many Vaishnava have lectured extensively on the Shikshastakam. They form in an essence really the nucleus or the core or essence really of Mahaprabhu's teachings, and therefore it is really nice to chant them from time to time and read their translations and then think deeply about the meaning of these verses. They are really very, very deep and inexhaustible, and you will see you can visit or read them again and again and discover a new meaning, and more than that, a guidance for you which is appropriate at that time of your life. They are meant like this. Shiksha means to be an instruction. So they are instructing devotees on all levels of their journey, and therefore can be read by both the very new devotee who has just entered our movement, as well as the long-term practitioner. The first verse gives a extensive glorification of the holy names of Sri Krishna, lists the wonderful effects which the chanter can experience. Ultimately, he enters the ocean of ananda, spiritual bliss, which of course means his relationship with Krishna, in which he tastes his the rasa, the bhakti rasa, fully. The second verse is a quite thought-provoking. After talking about how Krishna has given really all his shaktis into the holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remarks something quite, realistic for us. He says that although there is so much shakti in this holy name, there's often a verse which Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes in order to make clear what the shakti is. He says, all the shakti which is imbued by the Lord in holy places, for instance, you can download shaktis of the Lord by going on pilgrimage to Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, and Vrindavan. It's amazing how much you get at the hill of Govardhan. You cannot, it's so much shakti in this visit, bhakti shakti which you get. There's shakti in austerities, there's shakti in different sadhanas, there's shakti imbued really, you name it, in yagyas, in charity, and so many good spiritual activities. But all these shaktis have been collected by the Lord and placed in one place, that's his holy name. So although this is true, and although the holy name is accessible, there are many names spread all over the world. Govinda and Madhusudan and Keshava, and yesterday a very friendly Muslim greeted me with Allah. That is also a bona fide name of the Lord. Although this is, for everyone in all cultures of the world can approach the Lord by taking the name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking on our voice and our situation, he says, I unfortunately have no taste for this, no relish. Absolutely no attraction. And the reason is explained elsewhere, in the Antya Leela, where he elaborates himself on these verses. It's because I make aparad, offenses, and so on. And then in the third verse, he at once goes to the remedy, what we can do to become free from offenses. And I think you all know Srila Prabhupada talked about this verse just now. He says, yes, please, if you can join me in this verse. Trinadapi sunichena Taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. He says, you can always do kirtan. You will have so much taste that you might find yourself chanting the whole day the holy names, either in japa and kirtan. Sada means always. You can come to this level that you have so much taste that you don't wish to stop if you develop these four qualities. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Pujari Mahashai. You have drawn the veil and given us a darshan. You can do this if you develop four qualities: humility, like that of a straw; tolerance and forbearance, like that of a tree who is standing there in a hot summer and a cold winter and is just supplying us with shade and fruits and everything. Tolerance, and then giving respect without demanding, going into the respect exchange. You know, I respect you. You please now, huh? Respect me. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written something very, very amazing, revealing, and maybe also shocking for some of us on this verse. He says that the Lord actually is not easily attained. Yogis are still meditating about him, performing great austerity, without having experienced the Lord's presence in their hearts. Not even the rays of his toenails, the Brahma Jyoti, has been revealed to them. He's very difficult to attain, but he can be attained by those. Can I say it, or do I have to be silent on this point? Speak, I should speak, okay. He can be attained by those who accept the sorrow of their own lowliness. It's not nice to think, I blew it. This is, I think, how you speak in Pandava Sena English. We say like this. I made this mistake. I left my Lord, and therefore I'm here. And to face that and not to be, let me say, so eager to enjoy this world, but to see it as it is, a place of correction, a place to reform my absent-minded tendencies in relationship to the Lord. To face that, then once you do this, when you turn from the enjoyer to a servant of the servant, then the Lord, who's not easily attained, can be attained by you. Now, it's very interesting, and I thought this with this moving, that it came out in the first of the amazing dramas which we saw yesterday. It's easy for the gopis, but not at all easy for Brahma, for Shiva, and for Lakshmi, who are there in their respective abodes and wield some control. They are powerful rulers. They find it impossible to just go into this humble mood. It's too difficult. They are really at the top of the world, if we speak of Lord Brahma. They are the real ones. They are not like the people of this world who have a little control by their money and influence. They have all the control of the universe. So they find it difficult to really come to terms or come to grips with the reality of being a conditioned soul, of having left Krishna. The moment you begin to understand this, then paradoxically your good fortune starts. The lower you bend, the higher you reach. This is a paradox. when I bend now low, how can I reach this amazing decoration which is up there? Yellow, green, violet, and all kinds of pale colors. It's an old decoration. When I go this direction, how can I attain what is in that direction? If I go to the west, how can I attain what lies in the east? If I go down, how can I attain what lies up? It is doesn't make sense materially, but spiritual things are above and beyond material logic, no? So that is very, very, a very interesting spiritual perspective. And I want to refer you to what Vishakha Mataji explained so nicely yesterday. Ooh, you know, the definitions of humility, and it was a very analytical presentation. I think you can listen to this lecture again. I believe it is the lectures are recorded. It is available for us to hear. It was very intellectually well thought through, and so, yes. I wanted now to make another point. Shikshastakam is an extensive subject matter. Maybe I should jump over the fourth verse and say the fifth verse. If you want to chant and become relish your chanting, you have to read the fifth verse and understand it. It's the verse where Lord Chaitanya turns to Krishna in utmost surrender and says, I belong to you, just like the dust of the lotus flower belongs to the lotus. In the same way, I am a speck at your lotus feet. I belong to you. It's a relationship which is always there. It's an ontologically confirmed relationship. That's what I am, a small, small servant of your lotus feet, a dust. But I have this problem. I'm now, I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please, my dear Lord, lift me up. This verse expresses what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur hinted at, that those who accept that they are fallen, they can easily go to the Lord. And this verse, therefore, remains the very, 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 let me say, it's often expressed. I mean, I know Prabhupada used to sing a song of this around this verse. There is a beautiful song around this fifth verse. Krishna, how does it start? Can someone help me? It's by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he describes how he has fallen into this world and the sharks and crocodiles in this ocean of birth and death devouring him, and he now turns to Krishna. It's a very nice song. You can find this in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Just now the beginning doesn't come to my mind. Soon it might come. Just now coming there. The processing has started. Click, 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 click. Okay, this can go on parallel. Do your click, click, parallel. And I want to now come to a point which is my message to you as we part ways for now. We are connected by ropes of affection, so that is not a problem. But physically, we will go into different destinations now. It is a deep point, my dear devotees, and if you could kindly listen to me one more time, although you are tired, I believe you can take something of importance into your second phase of the retreat, that is applying the spiritual wisdom and the enthusiasm to your daily lives. I would like to raise the point, you really are where your mind is. Prabhupada was once asked in New York by one American lady. She said, "Are you here, Swami? Are you with us in a way?" She must have seen the otherworldly character of Srila Prabhupada. And I think we, Hare Krishna, welcome. I think we say this when, "Are you here? Are you here? Shesha Prabhu, are you here?" We say like this, Krishna, oops, I almost forgot your name. Are you here? Are you with us? Or are you still in your bed? You know. So this question is normal for us to ask. And Prabhupada answered it in a very surprising way. When he was asked, "Are you here?" he said, "No. I'm always in Vrindavan. I think of Vrindavan always, that wonderful place." And he spoke with great emotion about Vrindavan. You really are where your mind is. Consider a student who goes to the university and has a first class record of physically attending the classes, but because he's always absent and he plays on his mobile telephone and he looks at the different apps and the different WhatsApp, no one sent me a message, something is wrong with my existence here, and then I will send message to get a message back, you know, and so on. So he may be sitting there, but when it comes to passing the examens, he cannot even pass the first exam because he has been absent-minded. He was not present-minded. He was not really there. So, as we want to apply Krishna consciousness in London and be above and beyond the ocean of misery called London East, London West, London North, and London South, and London Above, and London Down Under, you know, if we want to be beyond all this, you have to learn to be present in your mind while you practice your spiritual sadhana. To make it very simple, when you take up the book, you, the Bhagavatam, you cannot just afford to read it. You have to stop and think about it. Maybe in discussion groups and sanghas, I heard yesterday that there are sanghas where devotees come together, because then they don't just, their eyes don't just massage the lines of the book, but they actually engage with their minds with the subject. Very important. And sanghas, reading sanghas and discussion helps immensely to just go, not only have an attendance record, yes, I read every day, or yes, I chant every day, it helps to go deep and absorb your mind in it. Same with chanting. Therefore, I always like to say, when you are so tired that you can't even sit straight, then your chanting will be very absent-minded. Better to chant absent-minded rounds than no rounds at all. But best is to be absolutely focused. This is important. I would like to give you an illustration from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how absolutely important it is to be present. Present in what you're doing, present in the discussions you have, presence in your life, and present, absolutely present in your spiritual practices. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his South India tour, he wanted to go alone, because for sannyasi to be alone is very pleasing. He doesn't have to talk to anyone. He can be very much focused in with his attention on his level of Krishna consciousness and so on. But Nityananda Prabhu insisted, no, you please take a servant. Who will carry your kamandalu? Means the water. It's a pot. And who will carry your extra set of clothing? When your hands are busy with chanting, how will this work? You know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted with one finger on a knotted string, with one hand, and on the other he counted, you know, like, so both hands were busy. The right hand with chanting and the left with counting. So who will carry your extra set of cloth and your water pot? We have a very good first class brahmana, and he will not give you any trouble. He will not disturb, and he will not be in maya, and so that you have to take care of him. So Mahaprabhu accepted, and he took this brahmana, his name was Kala Krishna Das, along with him as his personal servant. Now, on the way, something happened which raised the big concern of Mahaprabhu. They passed through an area where a tribal people lived. They were known as Bhattaharis, and you could call them like gypsies. I hear we have such people next to the manor residing. So they were tribals of South India. There are different groups, but these were the Bhattaharis, and they felt they had a need to increase their number, and therefore they engaged their ladies in approaching strangers and alluring them, seducing them, and then in this way capture them and make them members of their tribe. And they did this to Kala Krishna, and Kala Krishna went along to the camp of the Bhattaharis. When Mahaprabhu saw, my servant is not here, and of course he is the all-knowing personality of Godhead, he knew what had transpired. He went after Kala Krishna, and he went into the camp and said, "You have stolen my servant. Why do you do this?" But the Bhattahari became aggressive towards him. It attacked him with weapons. Now, whenever you turn against the Lord, it's really in your own disfavor. The weapons came out of the hands of the Bhattaharis and mystically and miraculously attacked them and drove them away. So Lord Chaitanya took him back and said, come with me. There's a verse, it says, glorious is the master who doesn't allow his servant to go and fall. Srila Prabhupada is really like that. I remember a very endearing pastime. There was an older devotee who unfortunately went back to his old habits of smoking hashish or marijuana, I don't know, smoking intoxication. Hashish, I think it was hashish. And but he went into the temple in Albert Road and he said, I'm an older Prabhupada disciple, you must give me a room. So the temple president, knowing feeling the etiquette, was giving him a room, but after some time found out that this disciple of Prabhupada smoked this ganja, this intoxication. And he phoned to Mayapur with the servant of Prabhupada. I believe I read it was Tamakrishna Maharaj at that time, and said, I'm in the dilemma. This is no intoxication we have in the temple, but he, this older Prabhupada disciple, he does this. And he, should we give him a room, or should we request him politely to leave, or what is the right thing to be done now? And Dhammakrishna Maharaj asked Prabhupada what to do, and Prabhupada very sternly said, tell him, so and so, if he doesn't stop, I will reject him and he's not my disciple any longer. Very strong. Dhammakrishna dutifully gave that message to the temple president. And then he had a second thought. He went to Prabhupada and he said, would you ever reject someone? Would you reject your disciple? And I read it in Giriraj Maharaj's account, and he's very literal. And Prabhupada said, of course not. But he had to say this, you know, otherwise where would the good future of this disciple be, you know. So glorious is that master who keeps his servant even by pulling him by the hair. There's such a shloka. And Lord Chaitanya did this to Kala Krishna. He didn't give him up. He didn't judge, say, you are nonsense. I don't want anything to do with you. I always knew it. I never wanted someone with me. And now I have to worry about this person all the time. Maybe the next thing will happen and so on. And I can't be peaceful in my thought of Krishna. So my question is a little bit different here. Why could this happen? Kala Krishna das was in the physical association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How could this happen? That he became allured from such a position of being next to God, serving him personally. Mother is required. Yes, Hare Krishna. So, how could this happen? My dear devotees, he was physically present, but this mind was not there. It was pulled away and was with the Bhattaharis. This is a great lesson for all of us. Krishna consciousness means the mind. You have to be conscious, and that's a function of the mind of Krishna. And when you can learn this simple art of of being present, then you are not in London any longer when you return. Yes, when you can actually learn to be in the ocean of Krishna consciousness by reading the words of Shukadev Goswami in the Bhagavatam by chanting, huh? My dear devotees, your life will be that of a real Pandava Sena. You are really in the spiritual world at that time. When someone asks you, are you in London? You say, no, I'm a Krishna consciousness. That will be the wonderful result. I want to just summarize. I will not talk. Oops, already time is not on our side always. Just very briefly, I came later. I was in Switzerland at the Bhakti retreat and gave a Sunday program in the Zurich temple. So I came a little late, but when I came, the day was dedicated to respect. My attention when I gave the lecture was to give a reason which every one of us can understand easily and feel encouraged, why we should, practice respect. Naveen Krishna Prabhu in this afternoon lecture gave us 7 reasons. I was with 1 reason. Does anyone remember? Laziness is a reason to be respectful. Yeah, that is where Naveen started, but he didn't end there. He said, this is really the... but it's good that you remember. I was asking... I was giving a different reason. I focused everything on one reason. See, this is the problem of overdoses in information. I know, it is difficult. When you hear so many lectures, the retaining is not so good. Therefore, my dear devotees, good to take sometimes notes. Not as much as, you know, the writing every sentence down, but the essence. And visit that, because Krishna consciousness is something we have to learn, no? Knowledge that leads to bhakti. My reason was you get blessings, and the power of blessings carries you so much more further than your own endeavors. The second day was dedicated to steadiness and determination. Example was Haridas Thakur, and after talking so much, my feeling was I should reduce it now to something practical, and I will save you from the embarrassment of not knowing the answer. I will give it yourself, for yourself. This steadiness and determination, and Haridas applied it to chanting, even when there was this tremendous difficulty, which we saw so nicely depicted in the drama. But I've never seen such a tasteful but yet intense depiction of the ordeal of Haridas Thakur. But he continued chanting. My dear devotees, learn steadiness and determination in relationship to your chanting. I must say I'm extremely impressed by your dedication and commitment to kirtan. Wow, this is really something. Really, honestly from my heart, wow, what an example. Even after 10 o'clock, kirtan, kirtan, kirtan. More, more, more. You never want to stop. We old people are already in our grave, you know, but no. And chanting nicely. You chant also nicely and devotionally. I could see yesterday on Harinam. I was very impressed. Really. Now we all know japa is not always our super strong point. You know. So here steadiness and determination will be necessary. And if you find it a little dry to do japa, it doesn't have to. You just need to know a little bit how to enter the ocean of nectar in japa. There's not so much vigorous dancing and so on. So some other help must be there. The next day was devoted to surrender. Our example in the morning class was Sanatan Goswami. My goal in my lecture was to take the fear-inspiring aspect from this word. I once read a well-written article, "Is surrender a bad word?" And what the author wanted to show is that because it is in the material world used for, you know, to surrender to some, to an aggressive enemy, you know, you have to surrender, put the white flag up. You know, in the spiritual life, means something else, and therefore, actually, it's not so good, to use the same word. The Sanskrit word for it is sharanagati, to move forward, to take shelter. And that is so pleasing, that's so wonderful. You move to Krishna. Knowledge leading to bhakti was our next day. Ramananda Roy was the example, and I want to just leave you with a message from this, an extract. Please start your regular reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is one devotee in this room, I will not mention her name, who somehow understood this and is regularly reading the Bhagavatam and crosses all obstacles in her life, which were very significant. Wherever our leaders have been very worried, how will Krishna consciousness go on after they disappear? I think they should all come to Pandavasena retreat, and there's a very hopeful future, really, with you are creating a future. I always get on your cases, but now I have to say something nice. Wow! I think you understand this best in this modern, youthful language. It's highly impressive. The way you structure things, you organize yourself, you inspire yourself, you take care of all the members, including the little ones, you know. And women, everything, families, all these points which, yes, where attention needs to be taken care of. Old people you don't have, but I think, of your Shruti Dharma Prabhu, you take very well care, and so on. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. So the question was, it's really mind-boggling to my generation, because we see one after the other. We in German language is we put our spoon down to never put it up again. But here some future leaders are nurtured and are raised. I can see that very clearly. But so the question is, how will it go on? And do you know what all of us all the disciples agreed. It was a meeting dedicated only to this. And everyone was there. All the leading devotees of our movement were invited. And we all said unanimously, you know, without any opposition. Usually we argue about everything. But here everyone was on the board. We have to train our devotees to read Srila Prabhupada's books, because then they know what was in Srila Prabhupada's mind, and they also remain connected with Prabhupada. So my take on knowledge leading to bhakti is: know the Bhagavatam, know the Gita, know the philosophy, and you will naturally be in bhakti. You will be protected, you will be insulated, you will be in a protective protective environment in your life. And last and not least, yes, yesterday we had verse 3 of Shikshastakam, humility. And yes, we all, I think that, and I ended with this today, it really brings us back to entering a culture of respect. And here also I see in the Pandava Senas, you are very good etiquette, how you deal with each other. Yesterday we had to laugh about ourselves. That was compulsory, because anyone who takes himself too serious is corrupted. So therefore, my dear MCs, I must say, yesterday you were in the target of some jokes, as far as movements and expressions were concerned. You did an excellent service, really, really, woof, and I could see your service spirit even beyond your fiery words. You know, you sometimes had to wake the boys and girls up by talking fiery and enthusiastically. I could see there was the intention to serve everyone. Very nice. So, yes, my dear devotees, don't return to London. This is my message if you forget everything. Don't return to London. Return to Krishna consciousness. Simple language for an overly tired audience. Don't return to London, return to Krishna consciousness. If you forget everything and remember that, good. Then you will think, how do I do this? My God, maybe I should, if I made notes, I should maybe look at the notes again. If I did not make notes, let me ask someone, what did we learn? If everyone has forgotten, then there are recordings. Is a little book, you know, the team. What is it called? Trip team. They prepared a little book for us, you know, colorful, attractive to look at and open. There are the key messages also. So anything. Good. On a personal side, I was really happy. I'm really to be with you. Yesterday, one devotee said, "Thank you for always coming." And I said, "No, my. It is in my interest. It is. I become more dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. I become more serious in my Krishna consciousness to be with you." No, honestly, I'm not saying some smearing some honey around your mouth. That's how we express it in German when we flatter with vain statements, you know, with statements which we don't mean. Then very nice, the kirtan yesterday, in Stockholm, it was one of them. I like too much this kirtan in the street sankirtan, Harinam. It's very nice. Yes, and seeing how serious you are, discussing with several or many of you, and more than anything, More than anything, my dear devotees, this Pandava Sena is really moving somewhere. I think you also notice it. There's the last, I mean, you're really moving somewhere. You are at the moment building very, very strong fundaments. And from these fundaments, something will grow, which is really a miracle. Everyone already knows it. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he said that Pandava Sena is 10 years ahead of ISKCON. Hopefully, he said, ISKCON will go in this way. It's really very nice. And little small things show this. And I've talked to my god brothers here and also older devotees from Stockholm. They are truly impressed. It's really, really nice. And if you keep going like this, wow, that will really, then these statements, lifeless ordinary, will be really absolute, will come true. And I wish you all the best, and may Prabhupada shower his unlimited blessings on all of you and all, and please continue with your service. It's really going into a direction which is, in your words, amazing, incredible, brilliant. And I learn language, your language slowly. I will make a special dictionary, Pandava Sena language. yes, it is really nice. All the best. Thank you for having invited me. All the best. And see you. See you when Krishna arranges our next meeting. I will now look at the wristwatch. Yes, again I'm late. Oh God, I ended at 9:12. Hare Krishna. So I will ask our talented MCs to come and make their announcements. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.